It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. We are so glad. Unclear. I suspect she's still over here, but she will let us know whether she's over here with news of over there. Hi, Mirella. What's the story?
Hi, Jill. Yes, hello. From over here, that's correct, for a couple of weeks, but still with some news in Europe. And what I wanted to suggest today as a piece of conversation is the newly elected Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky. I think this is an interesting subject because he has been elected with over 70% of voices. This is, in today's time, an incredible result. As we have been noticing very often, Jill, what's happening most of the time is that when a decision is made, it's usually almost 50-50, and it's always like 49-51, this kind of results that makes it actually make it difficult to have a real happy country, as it's always basically divided in two parts. In this case, it's different. As I said, it was, I think, close to 73%, and making, of course, the result of the former president Poroshenko a very poor result. So now, what are the reasons for such a incredible success? There are many theories, and I'm just going to talk about them. But of course, there is always maybe the fact that certain people have that talent to just be speaking to a majority or be liked by a majority for reasons that are not always completely objective. In any case, his background is a very special one, as he had nothing to do with politics. He was actually a comedian, and a comedian that was playing in a show called Servant of the People. In this show, he was an history teacher who happened to become accidentally Ukrainian president. So this is how close fiction and reality can become sometimes. His political plans are not as clear as they usually are in very regular campaigns. He wants to fight corruption. He has plans for it. One of it is to take away the immunity for MPs from prosecution. That's one thing. He wants to be more transparent also in all levels of politics. And he didn't have, during his campaign, a real kind of manifesto with more than those very obvious plans. He, instead of having a manifesto, he asked he asked people to help him write one. So he basically wanted to not write something for the people of Ukraine. He wanted the people to write something with him. So he's basically taking the position of not wanting to be all alone up there doing what he thinks is right, but he wants to basically have the input of the people to really do what they think is the most urgent. That also shows that he doesn't want to be the regular president, very far from his electorate, but he wants to really have them participate. And the term participation is these days very important, as we have seen in different other countries in Europe. Now, I'm going to come back on this point later. Another reason why his campaign was different is that he definitely put a lot of emphasis on his social media. This is something that nobody can ignore anymore. All the people that are also in other countries right now into campaigns have now to realize that there is absolutely no way to go around social media. He has been also singing and doing sketches. That's, of course, his profession, so that's not so difficult for him. But all these jokes, making fun of his predecessor, all of this, of course, is very close to the kind of thinking on social media. And I would go that far and say that people that are able to have such a dominant position on social media have by now, by all means, a better chance to be elected. And that makes maybe things a bit easier for the generation of this new elected president, the generation of Zelensky. It's certainly easier to get into this social media electorate as a younger person, rather than someone who wants to win the traditional way. This is what Poroshenko has done, and one has to really say that he lost, and he lost by far, which is very surprising, because he was, after all, the president that was there during the major crisis in Ukraine. He was there when the major fear from Russian intervention was there. He was the one there in real bad times, but he is also associated with lots of corruption, with decisions that were lacking transparency, and which with a very old-fashioned way of dealing with problems. And if we needed any proof that times are changing and that people want something else, they want some fresh faces, they want people who are not trained politicians, they want people that bring new ideas, and they want people who are ready to make people participate. And if we come to think of it, in France, this is also what's happening in part. Really, this is not the only issue, but one of the main requests of the Yellow Vest in France is also a bigger and higher participation of the people in the real decision making. So the times where the president takes the decision and people just follow is over. Now we are getting to a time where there needs to be a consensus and there needs to be a real active participation of the population in whatever form it's going to take place. But it seems like this is becoming the new expectation of young generations.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.